From Story Flow. This is your daily audio brief for June 29th. Theo, June 29th. The Systems Update. 5 tech stories that bear on what's coming next. Let's get into it. First, from AI News. Scam.ai announces Qualcomm partnership, launches Halo deepfake detection model at Computex 2026. New partnership brings on-device deepfake detection to video calls on desktop, San Francisco, June 29, 2026, Scam.ai. Today announced a partnership with Qualcomm and the launch of Halo, an on-device deepfake detection model for live video calls. Next. Second, from AI News, XFusion scales enterprise AI from edge workstations to liquid-cooled data centers. XFusion presented scalable enterprise AI computing models at ISC 2026, transitioning hardware from edge devices to data centers. Enterprise technology buyers attending the Hamburg exhibition sought practical production frameworks. Hardware selection processes regularly fail to account for physical operating limits. Relying on public APIs exposes proprietary commercial data. XFusion engineers responded with a 4-tier hardware portfolio. Up next, third, from AI News, best automated security testing tools for modern DevSecOps. Modern DevSecOps need security checks that run before release day. Teams now write code, build services, and deploy updates at a pace that manual review cannot match. That's why they use automated testing, as it helps catch routine flaws before they reach production. The pressure has grown. Verizon's 2025 data breach investigations report found that vulnerability exploitation caused 20% of breaches as an initial access route, up 34% from the prior report. And then. Fourth, from AI News, advances in natural language processing are changing professional networking. Natural language processing is reshaping professional communication on online platforms, enabling more relevant and personalized networking interactions. As AI-driven systems increasingly comprehend and generate human language, these technological advances affect how users pursue and maintain professional connections, presenting both opportunities and challenges in authentic relationship building. Professional networking now relies on a growing ecosystem of AI-powered tools that affect how people initiate and manage online connections. Next, fifth, from AI News, Wimbledon adds IBM AI tools for live match coverage. The All England Lawn Tennis Club is adding new AI-powered features to Wimbledon's digital platforms through its ongoing work with IBM. The updates will be available through the Wimbledon app and Wimbledon.com as first-round matches begin on Monday. Up next, sixth, from AI News, HP accelerates enterprise workflows with OpenAI Frontier. HP has scaled its OpenAI Frontier integration across global operations to optimize enterprise workflows and accelerate output. The hardware manufacturer initiated testing of the platform in February 2026. Early pilot programs yielded verified operational gains in software engineering and cybersecurity remediation. Expanding these initial trials into an enterprise-wide operating model requires connecting access protocols, contextual data, and evaluation metrics. Frontier supplies this connective tissue. Implementation metrics indicate high usage among technical staff. And then, seventh, from the Decoder. Samsung and SK Hynix plan $590 billion chip investment as AI demand sends memory prices soaring. Samsung and SK Hynix, backed by the South Korean government, are pouring $590 billion into new chip factories and packaging centers as AI data center demand surges. According to Jefferies, memory prices could climb to 50% per quarter through 2027. Next, eighth, from the Decoder. Claude Code runs a GitHub repo's hidden malware without verification, giving attackers full control. Security researchers at Mozilla's Zero DIN platform have shown how a single compromised GitHub repo can take over a developer's machine the moment an AI coding tool like Claude Code runs its setup. The catch: the malicious code only loads at runtime via a DNS query, invisible in the repo to scanners and to the AI agent itself. The article Claude Code runs a GitHub repo's hidden malware without verification, giving attackers full control, appeared first on the Decoder. Up next, ninth from the Decoder. The U.S. military used AI to pick thousands of targets but missed a note saying one was a school. The probe into a missile strike on an Iranian school exposes serious gaps in the U.S. military's targeting infrastructure. AI is supposed to close them. The article, the U.S. military used AI to pick thousands of targets but missed a note saying one was a school, appeared first on the Decoder. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious.